Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. It is summer, and with that come the new shark movies into the theaters. In 2016, it was The Shallows. In 2017, it was 40 Meters Down. And this season, it's Meg, which is short for Megalodon. Crap all over, and every sane person must know that this can't be true, but still, it's not a surprise that these movies always aim to be released in summer when most people go to the beaches just to scare them off. Of course, everyone you ask who has seen one of these movies will tell you that it's not real, it's fiction, but they sure will look a little different below the surface for at least a few days or even weeks. There should be a law against movies that falsely portray animals with the sole purpose of creating fear. Of course, Meg is extinct, but it's an easy leap from that thing to, for example, white sharks. If somebody would use us for such a project, we would sue for defamation of character, but not so when it comes down to animals, especially sharks, which are the most portrayed animals of them all. But today, I don't want to talk about that, but why it is so easy to scare people with these movie monsters. On one side, these movies touch a basic fear, like something approaches from the dark, from below, it could eat us alive and so on. On the other hand, it increases our fear towards nature itself, and the latter is even more worrisome. This prejudice against nature is called biophobia. It's also categorized as a quote-unquote natural environment phobia in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. And the scary part is that more and more people are afraid of nature. So you can imagine how people that grew up and lived in a city for their whole life and are already very insecure when stepping outside their comfort zone, how they must feel when entering the ocean for the first time and then see a shark approaching them. So overall, we have to tackle two issues. One is the one against sharks, the other against nature itself. And they are closely connected. A person who is afraid of sharks is likely also overly cautious regarding the outdoors. So would this then mean that if we help people against biophobia, we would also help them against thalacophobia, fear of sharks? I believe so, despite that folks who are afraid of sharks would admit or even know that nature as such scares them to some degree. This now raises the question how we could lower biophobia. It works the same way as we conquer fear against sharks, behavioral therapy. Taking someone by the hand or being close to the person when stepping into nature and they experience the new world together. Of course, the person would not be afraid if we're walking over a meadow or so, but the same person into a forest at night is a complete different story. I guess that most focused way would be that one writes down the 10 most scary environments and then uses this very list, right? That we do not have to make a list when it comes to animals is due to the fact that the same typical fears are projected into them, and so it does not really matter which animal we then choose. Granted, sharks unify more fears than any other predator, what likely is the main reason for the general fear of them, but facing any other predator will likely eliminate the most prominent fears against animals. So if you go back to the summer movies, would it then mean that we could use any other aquatic animal to create the same fear as if we would go with a shark? Absolutely. We could use crocs, sea snakes, or any other marine predator, but that we do not see through the same eyes as we do orcas or dolphins, and we have a quote-unquote successful monster. Now that thought is scary. So what I said when it comes to sharks and that we should not allow to make movies that portrays an animal erroneously, the same would go for any other animal for that matter. But we all know, as long as one can cause fear with animals, we won't change our attitude. So the new upcoming film revolving around Godzilla, another movie monster, will also be a success. Of course, there's no Godzilla, there's no large dragons, but, you know, go size it down to Komodo dragons, for example, and there you have another successful monster. But there's something else I'd like to discuss briefly. How does a shark film compare to a regular horror movie where hardly any animals play a role? I believe that the triggered fears are the same, and the bottom line is that we do not want to be in the same situation as the person in the movie. If you then ask yourself how to face fears that has been created in the movie, all you would have to do is see the same movie 2 or 3 times more and memorize where the scary parts are. So by knowing what will happen, we don't get scared anymore, or much less so. What works in the movies also works in nature. By being out there for longer periods of time and multiple times, we lower our fear of the unknown and likely also change our fear from sharks or any other animal that scares us. Of course, we would have to make sure that we swim, snorkel, or dive in areas where these animals in question are or live, and encounters are guaranteed. Most of my clients at the shark school have some fear from sharks and are rather cautious when first stepping into that world. But in all, they realize within a day that their fear is unjustified and they are rather upset with themselves that they lived in quote-unquote negative shark image world for so long. So once you erase this fear of sharks, won't it then come back should you not face sharks anymore for years? It may be so, but the chances are that it is then more of an apprehension than true fear. I had clients who took refresher workshops 10 or even 20 years later, and the funny part was that they did not measure themselves against how they saw sharks in the meantime, but how it was right before when they took their first workshop. We do not forget our attitudes against or for something when it had time to grow over a long period of time. With that I mean is not just months but years. But we then cannot feel the intensity anymore, and that is good. So if you must see Meg, enjoy the movie, but if you are rather cautious when it comes to sharks or nature, watch something else, okay? That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.